Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, I think it's the catchphrase of the decade, and that is food safety and food safety regulations that make food safer. In South Carolina, you have some on-farm food safety training and certification. Let's talk about that a little bit.
You're right. The consumer wants to know, and now the Food Safety Modernization Act, but it hits the ground somewhere, and it hits the ground with us at the farm level, where we engage with farmers in training and certification and giving them those certification papers and so that they can assure the public that they've been prepared for food safety. I visited with a big produce company in Columbia, family-owned business, and they said that 10, 12 years ago, food safety was reading a manual occasionally, and he told me that now they will average $600,000 a year in one type of food safety measure or another. So it's just that's an extreme example, but even down at the small farm level, it's a lot of new requirements, and that's where we get involved.
Well, and one of the things that is now almost required for anybody that sends fresh produce directly to the public, either via wholesale or retail, is GAP certification.
Yeah, good agricultural practices has been a big part of our efforts for the last few years. And the results are showing, and I think last year over 50 farms received their GAP certificates. And what that means is to sell to the school system, and now to sell to some of the bigger chains. They are requiring some evidence of food safety, and most of the time it's a GAP certificate that we go out and help them. But, you know, a lot of the times we read of a food recall is some break in the system, something was overlooked, somebody maybe who didn't keep up with the practices and allow their vegetables or produce to be exposed to something that they didn't plan on, obviously.
South Carolina Department of Agriculture does this certification, but it's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing deal.
No, you're right. It's not a one-time thing. It's not one time per farm, and that's one of the issues that we have, that there's a GAP practices, good ag practices, for different crops. And if a farmer grows three or four crops, we've got to be out there three or four times. And so that needs a little bit of common sense put into it, and we're working on that as well. But, you know, it all starts with good record keeping at the farm level, same as I do at a dairy farm or other type, but so that when an auditor comes, they can see that you've been following it and you're documenting that you're doing the things to keep the food, the produce, or vegetables safe, clean, cold, cool down as quickly as possible. No exposures to things that can cause a problem later on.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.